Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Come after me, says the Lord, and I will make you fishers of men. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonged to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said, replied, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to the partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish that seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partner of Simon, Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought the boat to the shore, they left everything and follow him. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's amazing. Peter and the few disciples were astonished that they had caught so much fish. For the experience, it's impossible. Then Jesus said to Jesus, "Please leave me, I'm a sinner." I think his sin, he thought, is without faith. Jesus understood. He just called him, "You'll be the fisherman of men." So beautiful. Even we are without faith, Jesus is calling us. It's important is to continue to trust. We have very weak faith, but with Jesus, everything is possible. Let us believe that Jesus is inviting us to something, to do something. Humanly speaking, it's impossible, but if it's the will of God, go ahead. Jesus prepared the way. I believe this also, my experience. Many times I thought, this place is not good, the other place is not good. But just Jesus, through the appointment of bishop, remind me to the place I thought is impossible, but God has his way. So let us once again tell Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, we love you.